Jason Vitug. How are you, Jason?
I'm doing quite well. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. A little tired, but we're getting through it. Getting a little punchy here, but it's still fun.
Amazing conference. Yeah. I'm totally enjoying it.
Good. Yeah. Is this your first time, I think? Or
it's my first time, I think. Okay. Yeah. So, my foray into credit unions, I think in 2008 was the first Think conference.
Nice.
And I remember my CEO telling me, you should go. And I'm like, well, we don't have the resources at that point. And then now it's like I'm here, and it's an amazing experience.
It's a good show. It's kind of like bringing the outside world into the credit union world and adopting those ideas and seeing how we can run with them. So it's really cool stuff. And you were a part of it on the first day. Tell us about that. What did you talk about?
Yeah, so I was part of the blogger social influencer panel. Mm-hmm. So we were there educating social influencers, bloggers on the credit union movement. Because as you all know, it's that, we know a lot about credit unions, but there are many people, especially those with platforms, that don't know much about credit unions. Mm-hmm. How to join, where to find one, what are the products and services that they offer. So mm-hmm. I thought that was an opportunity for us to educate social influencers, mm-hmm. Media influencers, as well as bloggers on the credit union movement.
Right,
so that's the job I was tasked to do.
How was the reaction in the room from the audience? Were they receptive to the messaging or
extremely receptive? Okay. I mean, a lot of them were really focusing on like what the technology or the convenience that is extremely important. Mm-hmm. So I mean, many of those target millennials. So you are looking at the Ys and the Zs. So they're like, okay, how convenient are credit unions? Because are they really just mom and pop shops?
Right.
But they really focus on high tech, high touch. Yep. There's a lot of credit unions that integrate technology, mm-hmm. and those that still have that personal touch that's mm-hmm. extremely important for this mm-hmm. generation. So they're extremely receptive to that.
Because there's all sorts of, I'm really glad you brought that up, because there's all these studies out there that millennials are just tech, but they like the personal touch. So that's a nice little revelation.
Yeah, personal
touch.
Especially
for credit unions.
Yeah, personal touch. And I think that is the in that credit unions have. Mm-hmm. They have that personal touch. They're able to kind of get that direct deposit, right? So you go and you send a check to your credit union, and they know exactly where to place that check and do it correctly. So that's a personal touch. But now you layer that in with mobile, with remote deposit. You layer that in with, the ability to text even, some questions. All these mobile technology that's available, mm-hmm. that gives you the high-tech aspect of it. So millennials are looking for convenient ways to do banking, but they want that trust, and you get that through that high touch avenue.
Very cool. Nice. I like that. A nice little learn something new every day. All right. Hey, let's give you guys a quick plug here. What's going on? What's the latest at Frugal? And then we'll talk about your road to financial wellness if you're going to do that. Another one again.
Yeah,
all right.
Yes.
Let's talk about Frugal first. Yeah. What's going on there?
So Frugal, we're doing quite amazing. We're working with 34 credit unions all across the country, creating content, creating financial education content that really hones in the message of living well through financial knowledge. Mm-hmm. So excited to be part of that. And we're also creating a marketplace. This marketplace is going to introduce individuals to the credit union movement through products and services. So what we found was that as people became educated, mm-hmm. they're looking for products and services. So it's one of those things. It's like, okay, well, now I'm knowledgeable. So what are the right products and services available? Mm-hmm. So we didn't want to lose them, because we go in and do these amazing events. Mm-hmm. We provide amazing content. Then all of a sudden, they go on to Google. And and at Google, they're finding me, right? They're finding
that's good.
Because I'm a blogger. So they're finding me and the products that we recommend. And so I said, well, what can we do to get these products and services that credit unions are offering that are at times extremely better than what's out there or what's marketed? And so we're creating that marketplace to kind of infuse financial education with products and services to get those products into those hands. And that leads to the road to financial wellness.
The big trip.
Yeah, the big trip.
What's going on this year? What's any new twists and turns? Pardon the pun.
Yeah, well, we usually start the road trip on June. We've actually pushed it towards the fall.
Oh, wow.
We wanted to get a different demographic. So as you know, you attended our San Diego event. We had over 300
people. A lot of people there.
Yeah, 300 people at that event. And we're averaging about 150 people per event at this. So when you get a group of people excited about financial education, that's
a good thing.
Yeah, that's telling you something. So I looked at it and said, okay, well, you know what, we've done two great years, and now our sponsors and partners are like, we want to do another one. And so I wanted to make sure that we had enough time to really make it impactful. So we're revamping the website, roadtofinancialwellness.com. We're making sure that we have all the resources that connects people to all the amazing speakers that we have all across the country, as well as the products and services that's available from our sponsors officers. So again, that was kind of one of the big things our attendees were asking us, is like, I'm excited, what should I do next? So it is going to happen. It's going to happen towards the fall. And I'm going crazy. We're going to all do 50 states. So
good for you.
Yeah. So
when you say you're reaching a different demographic, what do you mean by that? Because a lot of, in summertime, you know, obviously school is out, so there's a lot of kids involved, a lot of the younger generation. But for the fall, what are you hoping to accomplish there?
What we notice is that we do get a mix of individuals in our events. And when you have the fall, it's like, it's the mentality. It's like, okay, well, the summer is over.
Right.
Back to reality. And so what we notice is that when they're asking us, we really want to tap into the universities and the colleges. You know, they're away.
Back at school.
And what we found is that there was this desire, and although they're not millennials, they're not Gen Y, they're Gen Z, right? Those in college are Gen Zs.
Yep.
There is a desire, they're really connecting with this type of program. And so, you know, you kind of listen to the market and say, okay, well, you know, we have universities reaching out to us saying, we want to do this, but it needs to happen in the fall.
Okay.
And so, okay, this makes sense for us. It also gives an opportunity for those Gen Ys who are parents with young kids that they can attend. And they're not thinking about, okay, well, now I have to try to juggle, you know, I'm working still and I have to juggle like daycare and then aftercare.
Yeah.
And so it seemed like a great way to kind of cap off this road to financial wellness.
Gotcha.
You could do some tailgating at a few football games in the fall.
That's actually a really great idea. That really is a great idea.
I was thinking about going to Michigan, the Michigan-Ohio State game or something like that. You never know.
That's true. Yeah. I love that idea. I'm definitely stealing it.
Okay, I will credit.
Yeah. Thanks, Wade.
Oh, you're welcome. On that note, I think we're good.
Okay.
Anything else to add to
it? No, that's it. Yeah.
All right, man. Well, Jason V. Tug from Frugal and the Road to Financial Wellness, look him up and get involved.